Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, in a couple of days, it's the end of November, beginning of December, tomorrow actually, and the question now has, we've been postponing this for a long, long time, is the Fed going to increase the interest rates by 0.25%? Talked to a lot of people, and a lot of the people think that it's already calculated in, okay? And so that there shouldn't be a big surprise if they do raise it. It'd be more of a surprise if they didn't do it. And so the question is what is it gonna do for your trading? Well, one of the things, this is a good point to talk about another index that you probably wanna look at least on a daily basis, just day to day, day in, day out, not so much 2 minutes or 1 minute or 5 minutes, but on a daily basis, and that's the VIX, V-I-X. The VIX is a trademark ticker symbol for the CBOE Volatility Index. The CBOE is the Chicago Board Options Exchange, and it's a popular measure of implied volatility of the S&P 500 index options. The VIX is calculated by the CBOE and often referred to as the fear index, or the fear gauge. The VIX represents one measure of the market's expectation of stock market volatility over the next 30-day period. So what this means is that as, and this is an interesting thing you need to be aware of, the higher stocks go, the higher the S&P goes, the less volatile it is, okay? And the lower it goes, it becomes less volatile. So when it got to about 18,000 points, its volatility is fairly low, but when it starts to drop down into 16,000, 15,000 points, then you saw the volatility start to take off. Now the question is what's gonna happen with the interest rate increase? Is that going to raise or lower the S&P 500? My feeling is that it's probably going to lower it, and that's going to raise the VIX index, which means you'll have more volatility, which is good actually, because more volatility means that you can make money more frequently because the stock's going to move a lot more. It's going to maybe move the S&P 500 could move 500 points instead of 100 or 10 or 20. So what you're really looking for is, that's why the VIX is an interesting indicator to watch, okay? It's not an indicator that you're gonna live by. What it's gonna be is just an idea of volatility issues, and you're gonna see the volatility go. I mean, if you looked a couple of months ago, the volatility raised up to, I think it was 20 or 30 points, whereas before that it was at around 10 or 11 points, and that's not very volatile. And that means that you're not making a lot of money, or you don't have the opportunity to make a lot of money because things don't move up and down as fast or as frequent. So it's most people think that, especially if you're an option trader, and in some cases some commodities, volatility is good, and the more volatile the better. And so a lot of people will ask, the question is would you rather have the S&P 500 at 800 points and only change 2 or 3 or maybe 50 points, whereas if it's down at 15,000 points, it could change 5 or 600 points. So those are kind of the things that I want to throw out at you, especially as this price or this interest rate increase comes aboard. Maybe not. Nobody knows right now. I've read a lot of different things. I know that hopefully it does get raised. The other question is does it go into a negative interest rates? And that's, I don't think, going to happen. The other thing that you might want to be aware of, too, that's kind of changing is that the global monetary system is now going to step China as on the same par as the U.S. dollar. So that's going to make things interesting as well. So the euro, it used to be the euro U.S. dollar, and now it's going to be the Chinese and the U.S. dollar that are going to be interesting things to trade on Forex. And we'll have to see what happens. My guess is that the real answer here, the reason that China is doing this, is that people are just getting upset with the heavy-handedness of the IRS and the Treasury Department in the U.S. and trying to get around that and trying to see what happens is that the Fed kind of tax, Fed and the IRS end up taxing everybody because money has to go through the United States, and with it not going through the United States but China, things will be interesting. Anyway, this is an idea for you to take a look at, the VIX, V-I-X, and then just take a look at it on a daily basis, not a weekly basis or even a intraday basis, and just be aware of what's going on. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.